Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. Okay, so I don't know how to break this to you, so I'm just going to say it up straight. We are going to talk about death again today. Ooh. Well, you did sign up for the Roll Up Your Sleeves memorization course of Psalm 91, and it does teach us some important truth about death. Now, I want to say this. There's a good reason to fear death. We find it in today's memory work. We're tackling Psalm 91:8, you will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Recompense. What's that mean? Well, this theological term simply means to give back in return. In other words, there's a settling of payments that each of us will make when we die. And for those who do not live righteously, that's not going to be pleasant, to say the least. But if you live according to God's word and his plan, if you're surrendered to the lordship of Jesus in your life as an appropriate response to his death for us, you acknowledge that moment that he did already settle the payment for our sin, then you can just open your eyes and you can see how the wicked are punished, but that won't be what happens to you. Now, this makes me want to ask, have you surrendered your heart and your life to Jesus? I met a True Girl mom recently. I just adore her. She was telling me that even though she was raised in a Christian home, she did not surrender her heart and her life to Jesus until she was almost 30. So many people are going through the motions of Christian faith, and they're not really experiencing the thrilling joy of a true, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Today, if that's you, I want to invite you to know him, to truly know him. I wasn't quite 4 years old when my mom had a dramatic encounter with Jesus. You see, my baby brother had spinal meningitis. He was not expected to recover, and doctors felt he may remain in something of a coma most of his life. A pastor came to visit my mom in that hospital, Raymond Dibble. Bless that man's lovely heart. Oh, bless his name. He told her he wasn't sure if God would heal her baby. But he was absolutely sure he could heal her heart. You know, even as I read that, I think, I wonder if this man knew about Psalm 91. How you could look the worst fear of your life in the eyes and not know what the outcome would be, but experience the healing and the hope and the peace of Jesus even while you looked at that thing. Well, this man told my mom about Jesus. He told her that Jesus died on the cross for every sin she'd ever committed and every sin she ever will commit. And right then and there, my mom prayed. She dedicated her life to Jesus. And then she began asking the Lord to heal her baby boy. And that story, well, it's probably for another day, but it's beautiful. But from that point on, my mother was a new creation. Joy permeated her life there in that hospital room where the doctors were telling her there wasn't any hope. There she had joy. And she was hungry for the Word of God. I remember the first Bible that she had. It was a green Living Bible. Do you remember those? Well, she wore that thing out. It wasn't too long after that, I surrendered my life to him, to Jesus. I was 4 and a half. Now, I didn't understand much at that point, but I did know I was sinful, and I did know that Jesus loved me and died for me. And that's why I have, since that moment, loved living for him. Do you remember a time when you surrendered? If so, I want you to tell your walking buddy about it today, or phone a friend and invite them to walk with you sometime this week to tell them, because it is so good for us to remember and retell our salvation stories over and over. If you don't recall a time that you surrendered, is today the day? Again, you might want to phone a friend. If nothing else, give my office a call, because someone would love to help you through the surrendering prayer. That number is 814-234-6072. We have a very small staff, but we're not too small, or too busy to stop and pray with you if you need that help today. If you need to surrender to the Lord, maybe you want to do it on your walk. As you're walking, just find a place, maybe a bench, maybe a field, and just start talking to Jesus. Confess your sin. Tell him you're sorry. Ask for his forgiveness and receive the wonderful redemptive work of Jesus that happened on the cross. Of course, if that happens, I'd love to know that you're my new sister in Jesus, so be sure to tell me if you make such a decision. Jump onto my Instagram page. There you can tell me in the DMs if you have made a recent surrender to Jesus through this Holy Girl Walk. And I also have some encouragement there for my Holy Girl Walkers. Remember, you can enhance your meditation of Psalm 91 with a copy of Calm Your Anxious Thoughts, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 91. It's available exclusively at my websites, danagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. Happy walking, friend.